You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
This episode is taken from the Story Selling series live broadcast on YouTube. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Story Selling series. On this episode, I'm going to tell you how you can sell anything and talk about multiple businesses without confusing your audience, all through the power of personal brand plus my five-step content pillars process. Very excited to dive into this topic. If this is the first time you're watching me, hello there. My name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist and the founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, where I teach people how to double their revenues through the power of storytelling and sales psychology. Having three or four different businesses myself, plus some other side projects, I understand how it can be sometimes really daunting to prioritize one business over the other and then create a whole content strategy around that. I get the struggle. So here's where it even gets trickier, is that when all of the businesses have very unique audiences and you're on social media trying to create a content strategy, it kind of pulls you in several directions and you end up only promoting part of yourself or end up really playing up to a part of yourself that's really passionate about that one particular business. And so because you're serving a totally different audience depending on what the business is. So, you know, that's the scenario. You've gone into different ventures and yes, they are all viable businesses, but it's really hard to pin down your message if they're wildly different. You get what I'm saying? If also your audiences are different, how do you know who you're talking to at one particular moment? Like if you are on a live broadcast like this, who do you address? If you're creating a reel about motivation, who do you talk to? Who exactly do you call out on that video? Also, if you have several different offerings, like different services or different products, and they're all priced differently, therefore they capture a totally different audience, how do you then kind of tie them all together in your content strategy? Also, if the niches are unrelated, how do you do it then? All of these questions are so valid and you know that they're real. And yet you see successful entrepreneurs every single day that pivot and venture into another business. And you can see this with celebrities, for example. You see this all the time where one person can have a show and then a lifestyle brand and then they launch a beauty brand and then they launch a children's fashion brand and then they launch a video game, etc. So they're one person and they have all these different ventures. And then you start wondering, okay, how do they do that? How do they do it without overwhelming their audience and without turning their feeds into this hodgepodge of different things? So the answer, the solution, lies in establishing a personal brand. And I like the example of celebrities because although, you know, I'm not a Hollywood celebrity, I'm not anywhere near that realm, but the concept is the same. What they have done right is they've built their name. They've built a career entirely on their name. They have a personal brand. You know who Kim Kardashian is, you know who Eva Longoria is, you know, who Jennifer Lopez is, you know, they're musicians, but they're also entrepreneurs, but they're also, you know, they have all of these different ventures, but you always tie them into their identity. So it's the same concept for someone, for an entrepreneur who has multiple businesses. The answer lies in establishing a personal brand. So a personal brand is basically your name, your identity, being at the forefront of all of your business ventures. So here's why it's great. I love it. Because by establishing your personal brand, you, number one, you enable yourself to unite a community based on values instead of product. So let's say you love a product. sometimes this happens in business where you get to a point where you've kind of outgrown the industry. You don't love it so much anymore. And so you think of another business venture and then you go all in on that. What happens when you build your identity and it's rooted in that product's success? I experienced this when once upon a time people called me the toothpaste girl because my first business is in the beauty industry and it's in affiliate marketing, and my number one best-selling product was a whitening toothpaste, and I really built an entire empire of sales leaders selling toothpaste, and that's all I did. That's all I was. I posted about toothpaste. I built my career on that one particular product, and I really didn't spend a lot of energy or a lot of time introducing myself to people, so to speak, like giving them a personal look into who I am. Why I would post about my origin story or my journey, my personal journey from time to time, but you can tell by the way I posted that my whole career, my whole identity was attached to the success of that one particular product. So when I realized that later on, I started thinking about, well, what if just, you know, by some reason, the company that supplies this product suddenly stops producing this product. What do I do then, right? I'd be in trouble because I wouldn't have, my identity would be taken away as toothpaste girl. So then what do I do? So later on, I established myself Steen Ramos so that no matter what happens, I can venture out into a different product, prioritize a different set of on values instead of product. So they follow you no matter what you offer. So also having a personal brand, with having a personal brand, you don't limit yourself and you can venture into multiple businesses that align with your identity, your personality, your values, and your thoughts, because you are always going to be who you are. You're going to have certain opinions about things. Your personality will shine through no matter what product you're talking about, as long as it's aligned with who you really are, with what your values are. And in a little bit, I'll get to that. Also, by having a personal brand, it becomes easier to talk about different things under one umbrella, which is your name. So you can have multiple professions, multiple businesses, multiple offers, and still have it be promoted under the same brand, your brand. So how do you do this exactly? You do this by creating content pillars under your personal brand. Okay, I'm going to get into that. So content, other people also call content buckets. So they're the same thing. Content pillars or content buckets. These are the recurring themes under your personal brand. So I have a step-by-step process. Ask myself several questions. And as you listen to this, if you're listening to the podcast, or if you're watching me on YouTube, you can write these down, pause, play if you want, so that you can really go over and think through these questions yourself, or replay this if you want to. So here's how you begin this process. First, you want to find the commonalities in all of your businesses. So you can have 3, 4, 5, 6 different businesses. Write them all down on a piece of paper. And then right beside it, ask yourself, jot down the answers to this. Ask yourself your why. Why did you start this business? Why did you launch this business? What motivated you? Why did you launch this business in the first place? Second question you want to ask yourself is, who do you serve in this business? Who are you catering to? Who do you serve? So let me give you an example. Very recently, in one of my Zoom calls for the Story Selling Masterclass, I have a student who has a cookie business, a wildly successful cookie business. And she also, aside from that, she also has a beauty business and she has a book. She wrote a book. She's an author. And the book is called Clarity. And it helps entrepreneurs navigate their lives through transition, finding clarity personally or career-wise. So these are really wildly different industries, cookie business, beauty business, and then she's also an author with a book called Clarity. So when I asked her about her why, it was very easy for her to answer because it's her personal journey. What was really difficult for her is tying them all together. So I said, okay, let's just go at it individually. Why did you start your cookie business? And she says, because I enjoy the craft and I feel fulfilled by all the women watching me make these cookies. And they all ask me how I'm able to launch and grow a really successful cookie business because they either are interested in a cookie business or venturing into the food industry themselves. And they're looking to navigate all the messy details that go into establishing a food business like this. Okay, cool. That's really noble. That's very empowering. She knows her why and it's very clear. Second, why did you venture into your beauty business? She said, well, I was impressed with the products that I found. And so I also wanted to empower women like me who were confused about products. And I want to help them with products and habits that will finally work for them. So women empowerment, she wants to help them navigate through the confusion of choosing products and establishing habits. Cool. Now we've established that. Now for the book. Why did you write a book? Why did you become an author? I asked her. And she said, well, after launching my cookie business and then venturing into the beauty business, I got enough questions from women about personal growth and freedom that I wanted to help them answer some of the most important questions on their path to clarity. Okay, she wrote a book so she can help women be less confused and be more clear about what they want in life. Okay, so when you look at those three answers, the cookie business answer, the beauty business answer, and going to be there's an overlapping similarity with her audience as well, which is all ambitious women who were aware that they want to transition to something better. They were confused and now they're ready to take the plunge to be a little bit more clear and invest on a mentor or a coach to get them there, to get them from confused to clarity. So that's the first step. Write down all of your businesses, bullet points, and then write down your thoughts about why you launched it and then who you're serving. You will find a pattern there. You will find some commonalities. And then you want to identify those commonalities as you write this down. But those are the first two questions you want to ask yourself. Why and who? Why'd you start? And then who are you serving? Second step is to craft your brand statement. So based on what you find, you want to develop a one-liner or two-liner about who you are and what you do to help. So taking that as an example with my student, her name is Kim, by the way. If you're listening, hi, Kim. If you're watching, hello. So we find that she wants to help women in business, right? And based on the commonality that we found, we established this brand statement or this offer statement is she wants to help women find their path from confusion to clarity through her signature coaching program. So you can have your own offer. You might already know what that is because you already have a business. So in her case, we were establishing what we were still kind of pinpointing what that main offer was going to be. In your case, you might already have an offer. What you want to do at this stage is really tie that into your why. So take your products, take your services. How do they align with your main why in trying to help people? So that's your brand statement. I want to help blank people achieve blank through blank, my products or services. So you want to fill in those blanks and then craft your brand statement. That's step number two. Step number three is to really play up on those titles. Okay, so label yourself. This is going to help with several things. First, it's going to help with your clarity, just so you know what to call yourself when you introduce yourself in content, for example, or when you're in calls or in networking events, you know exactly what you do, but also it helps you with keywords when people start looking for you on Instagram or anywhere on social media, even on LinkedIn. You know, I say this a lot. People are not going to intuitively know to Google your name because they don't know who you are. However, they will try to find a digital marketing strategist or a copywriter or a marketing coach or a business strategist, etc. So you want to really identify what the appropriate title is for you. Once you find out what that is, put that on your social media. So in the example of my student, she already knows she wants to help people through a signature coaching program. So based on that, we gave her the title, a multi-passionate entrepreneur and mentor. So that allows, you know, entrepreneur and then mentor. I think we also, you know, on some of these social media profiles, you're playing with a character limit. So it depends on the limit, how many titles you want to put in there. Sometimes it fits, sometimes it doesn't. So we play around along the lines of multi-passionate entrepreneur, business coach, or mentor. So identify what that title is going to be for you. And then you want to really highlight that in your Instagram bio, for example, where you're allowed several bullet points, you're allowed to tag your multiple businesses. So if you follow me at 16 Ramos on Instagram, for example, you're going to see a really a good visual example of how I created my bio. I have my multiple businesses tagged on my bio. I identify and I labeled myself. And I'm really, really clear about how I help people. So if you want to follow me on there, at 16 Ramos, you can use that as a template for your own bio as well. So fourth step is, after you've already mapped out your why, your what, which is your title, your who, which is your niche, and then your how, which is your offer or your service, your product or your services, then you can create your topics. You can create your content pillars or your content buckets. So going back to my example of Kim, so her businesses are cookies, beauty, and the Clarity book. So it looks wildly different, right? But not if you tie it all in with your why, okay? So for example, let me dive into her several businesses. Cookies, how do I tie that into her why? Well, we can rationalize it by doing this. I want to show you the behind the scenes of my cookie business so that you can navigate your own journey in the food industry through my example, okay? So why talk about beauty? Why talk about self-care? So this is what we came up with. I talk about self-care and beauty because I know what it's like to be confused with products and habits that help us keep up as busy entrepreneurs. So my content about beauty and self-care can be your resource. All right. And then about her book, Clarity, we want to talk about that because this is the theme of her journey of as an entrepreneur. And she wants to help women like her navigate their own path no matter what business they're in. So list down, so you're going to take a look at your different businesses. And then as you map out your why, you want to tie them both together. Why talk about, why talk about this certain business? How does that tie in with my mission or my purpose? So you're really going to have really good information about how all of your ideas, how all of your businesses are tied to your identity now by the time this fourth step is over. So the last step in this process is to map out your values. So your values will help in tying all of your content together beyond your businesses. So if you look back on all the four steps, really the content pillars or the content topics are rooted in what your product is. It's rooted in what your business is. But beyond business is the key for me, because you don't want to tie your identity to one particular business or a particular set of businesses. However, you want a community that aligns with what's important to you personally, is aligned with your values. So the fifth step, and this is definitely not the least, is you want to remind yourself what your values are. And then you also use this in your content strategy. So let's think about some of the most powerful values that really unite people, like independence, fun, family. Let's take those three: independence, fun, family, the three most powerful motivators why someone decides to be an entrepreneur, right? So you can post about these three values, these three aspects of your life, and it can dictate the content of your post. So let's say you're talking about beauty business. How does that align with your value of independence? How does that align with your value of having fun? How does that align with your value of family first? So let's say you're talking about a food business. How does that align with independence, fun, and family as well? So how does this look like visually? So for example, independence can talk about lifestyle, the lifestyle of being, of relying on you as an entrepreneur, the lifestyle of traveling VIP, for example, or having a lot of free time, spending a lot of time doing the things that you love, doing your hobbies, etc. Independence can talk about that particular type of content. The fun value. How does that play out visually? Maybe with the fun pillar, you can show travel pictures, right? You can show pictures with your friends, socializing events. The family first value. How does that play out visually? You can show pictures of your family. You can show the more vulnerable side of you as a brand, where you are on family events, staycation pics, dropping off your kids at school, etc. Or maybe spending time with your parents, treating them to lunch, etc. So no matter what business, you can align your content with those values as well. Then people will start to see, there's a human person behind this brand, that I get that. I get those values. Those things are important to me too. So it really doesn't matter whether you're talking about this business or that business. If you align those with your values, you will not overwhelm your audience. They will always get what you mean. They will always see the point in your content and why these ventures in the first place. They will start to understand why you started the business, why the business makes sense to you as a person, and why it makes sense in the overall theme of your content. So now, anytime you want to post about your multiple businesses, you can tie it all in through your personal brand and by aligning these pieces of content with your values and your identity. So that's it. The 5-step process in establishing a personal brand and your content pillars. Don't be afraid to talk about your multiple businesses if you have them. Be proud. Just establish a really clear and strong personal brand and remind yourself and your audience what your values are so that you're never confused and your audience is never confused, no matter what business you're talking about.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.